And today is Monday, December the 13th. And I hope you're having a great day. I assume if you're here, you got the email that came out today. And tentatively, I'm thinking of taking a little sabbatical for myself. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But welcome to the show. We are firmly in Sagittarian territory. And it was really funny. My wife is a Sagittarius. And today we were talking. She had seen a show recently about Dick Van Dyke. And it was all about his life and how he got started. And he really didn't even know how to sing and dance. And they actually taught him how to do it after he got the show. They just liked his face. And I was looking up the birthday today, and today's his birthday. And I said to her, I said, I bet you he's a Sagittarius because of all the dancing. See, Sag is a sign of dancing. And sure enough, he was a Sagittarius. So happy birthday. Dick Van Dyke, let's see, he is 85 years old today and still going. I heard he just did an album with Elton John. Or wait a minute, no, that was somebody else. I was thinking of somebody else who's really old. Scratch that from the conversation. Also born today is Jamie Foxx, Van Heflin, the actor. We have Tom DeLonge, musician. Let's see, Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter, Catherine. We have, let's see, anybody recently, Johnny Whitaker, actress, Christopher Plummer, Ted Nugent. I used to listen to him, great guitar player. I guess the most famous person that we know of born today is Jamie Foxx. And anybody born today is a five of clubs. So you can bet that Jamie Foxx is a player in the romantic field. Five of clubs need to have their freedom. They like to travel a lot. They have extraordinary luck, especially when it comes to money. They come into money that they don't have to work very hard for, which is kind of what happened to Dick Van Dyke when he got into the business. It's a very lucky birthday, especially the Sagittarian Five of Clubs, because the ruling card is the millionaire's card for this card, the Seven of Diamonds, people born today. And they do value family, don't get me wrong, but there's a freedom thing that's extremely strong with today's birthday. I know several people. I have a good friend who's born today, and every time he calls me, he's calling me from somewhere else. I mean, every 6 months, I'm like, where are you calling me from? Thailand. Oh, oh, California. Oh, back in Nashville. Oh, and you know, I have a little saying about Sagittarians. They're either on a trip or they're planning their next trip. So happy birthday, anybody who's born today. And if you are born today or close to today, please feel free to call in and give us your birth information, and we'll see about getting you a little reading for your birthday. Okay? Okay, on this show, we talk a lot about destiny. We talk about your destiny as it pertains to you being a certain birthday. And your birthday identifies you as one of 52 playing cards. Actually, 53. And this card is like your astrology. It's not the end-all of end-alls, but it does have significant information about the pattern of someone born on your birthday. And every birthday has a pattern to it. Every birthday has a set of traits that we can identify. Now, what's good about this is that it helps you to look at yourself and realize that your life, a lot of what you experience in your life is really not personal. It's just a function of having been born on the day that you were born. And it helps a lot of people embrace who they are and accept themselves. It helps them to say, oh, it's okay to be me. Like anybody born today, their freedom is going to be extremely important to them, you know, extremely important. So, you know, just accepting that about themselves, and that may preclude them from having a long-term committed relationship. This is very, very helpful. This is extremely helpful. So knowing your birthday and you knowing your card gives you a set of pattern behaviors that you fall under. And it's interesting. Some people choose to be the opposite of the normal expression of their card. And those people tend to attract people in their life who do act out those traits. Like sometimes people are averse to the qualities of that we find of that birthday. They don't want to be that way. So they'll push it away, and then they'll marry somebody who has those qualities. Even though they may not be the same card, they'll act in that way. Very interesting. I wanted to say a little bit about astrology that's going on right now. For those of you who study astrology, there's a very interesting configuration of planets right now. Right this moment, we have the Moon, Jupiter, and Uranus all conjunct. If you were to go outside right now and look up, and if it's a clear night, you'll see the Moon overhead and you'll see Jupiter right next to it. They are so close together. And this is very fortunate. This is very fortunate to have the Moon and Jupiter conjunct. And then Uranus is there too. So this becomes like a super aspect, actually, sort of a super aspect. Very nice. And then we also have Chiron and Neptune conjunct. Now, you can't see either one of these, but they're up there, and they're really not too that far from the Moon and Jupiter. They're just, and they're in the sky tonight, but you can't see them. But they're conjunct also, and all these planets are around 26 degrees, which is really interesting. 26 degrees. So if you have planets in your chart that are around 26 degrees, you're being accented by these planets. Your planets are being hit by these planets in some way. I also noticed that today, Mercury is retrograde. Now, if you've had some problems lately with communications, electronic stuff, we've had some stuff happen, you know, in the last day or so. My computer just stopped one day all by itself a couple of days ago. Other things like that, things that got lost in the mail. Mercury retrograde is responsible for those kind of things. But it's interesting today because right now, Mercury is conjunct. This would mean they're together. Mercury, Pluto, Mars, and the North Node, or Rahu, or also called the Dragon's Head. All these four are conjunct. So we have these four conjunct. We have the three planets conjunct at the top. And we have the two, Neptune and Chiron. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed to have this many groups of planets together. And, you know, when people are born on a day like today, they have very interesting personalities because of these conjunctions. I mean, somebody born today is going to have an extremely powerful mind that is aggressive because of this Mercury, Pluto, and Mars all being conjunct in Capricorn. Very interesting. And yet they'll be very compassionate and very spiritual because of the Moon and Jupiter conjunction. And they'll likely be the child of parents that are really progressive in a spiritual way. We could tell this just by looking at the planets for what's happening right this moment. So, for all you guys who have been watching this show, we've been on the air now for over 2 years. I've been thinking a lot about, in the last month or so, about taking a sabbatical. I feel like I need a little time away from the work that I do with the cards in order to sort of find a new direction for what I'm doing in my life. Now, you know, I also do a lot. I've done music in the past and other things. And it's not like I'm going to just abandon this and leave everybody high and dry or anything. But I really need some time, I feel, to explore what else there is for me, and if there are any things, and I'm thinking about perhaps writing some new books that would not be card-related books. They might be somehow related, but not exactly. But I just need some time to think that over. So I'm going to be taking, I'm thinking 6 months to a year sabbatical. I won't know exactly. Basically, what that means is I probably won't be available for readings. I'll still handle, take care of things that, you know, software and stuff people have ordered and that kind of thing. But I'll probably take some time away, and I might actually go on a long road trip of some sort as well. Go someplace where I've never been. That could be interesting. So, and that may include not having the show. We've had difficulty in rescheduling our show, trying to get a good slot for everybody, because even this show is too early for people on the West Coast, and later than this is almost too late for me on the East Coast. So there's been a little bit of a back and forth about this, and so there's a possibility we won't have a show after this week and next. For sure, starting in January, this time slot will be taken by a different show. You can count on that. Every day at 5 o'clock, I think Monday through Friday, there's a new show taking this time slot. That's 5 o'clock Pacific time. So if we do have a show at all, it's going to be in a different night. And I'll announce it one way or the other. And we'll talk about it again next week. So it's been really great, though. And I really, really enjoy this. And I really feel connected to you guys. I mean, even though I don't know who all's listening, I do get emails from you guys a lot. And it's really nice, you know. It's really nice to be connected to you through this means that we're using here, this wonderful means. Okay, now every Monday night we have a topic. And tonight's topic is about the aces. I want to talk about the aces. And you may know somebody who's an ace, or you might be an ace. And this might be your birth card or your ruling card. It's very interesting about the aces. I happen to be an ace ruling card. I know a lot about what it's like to be an ace. And it's funny, you know, people who find out they're an ace, it's kind of funny because immediately they think, oh my goodness, I'm the highest card in the deck. I'm the highest card in my suit. But the truth of the matter is that the ace is the first card of their suit, and it's the lowest number of their suit. But because in poker, the ace trumps the king and other cards, aces all feel that that's true, but it's actually not. But one thing is for sure, aces are usually successful because aces have the passion. They have the desire. My mother has, I forget the last count, but I think she has over 30 grandchildren, my mother. I have four sisters and a brother. And 30 grandchildren. And the ones that, there's two in particular that are the most successful. And you can tell that their life is going somewhere. And both of them are aces. One's an ace of clubs and one's an ace of spades. So when I see aces, I see people that are going somewhere. They have something to do. If you want to get something done, give it to a busy person. And who's busy always is an ace. Now, because of this, an ace may not have very much time to spend with you. They have a lot they want to do. They tend to be very focused on what they're getting out of their life, what they're wanting to do in their life. And it can look and appear to be very selfish. I know that I am selfish myself. I look at life from a selfish perspective, being an ace of diamonds, which is one of the strongest of the aces, by the way. But it's part of everything. It's not good or bad, because it involves an exploration of self. Aces are here to explore and find self in their life. The ace of hearts is seeking self through love or sex. Think of Tiger Woods, ace of hearts. The ace of clubs is seeking self through knowledge and through the perfect idea or concept. Think of Clint Eastwood, the producer and director. The ace of diamonds is seeking self through worth, through accumulation of money, mostly, because money is a symbol of worth. So they're actually seeking worth in the work that they do, and they do that, and the more money they make, the more they feel like they're achieving their goal of actualizing themselves. And of course, the ace of spades seeks self through their work. Not money so much, but the actual work itself. Maybe the quantity of work or the quality of their work. And the aces are all, it's interesting too, because they're all connected to the twos somehow. Two of the aces have twos as karma cards. And the other ones have twos in their life spread. So we have these aces and we have all these twos that are involved in their life. And so there's always with an ace a little bit of a tug of war between my needs and the needs of those around me. Am I meant to just follow my own path, or am I meant to help others? My good friend Joseph has an ace of diamonds son, and he's about, I think he's in his mid-20s, maybe 25, 26. And recently he said, I've just realized that in my life, really what I want is I want to do everything my way and not do it at all. I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. That's it, bottom line. He's a Sagittarian ace of diamonds. But that realization for him was really big because, you know, in the past he was feeling the tug of the two of diamonds karma card and wanting to compromise himself, and he realized he had to stand up for what he knew he needed to do and do it. And this is common for ace of diamonds. I think one of the common threads for aces is developing confidence in themselves, being able to have sort of feeling good about what they're doing and giving themselves the credit and having the confidence to proceed ahead, because the ace is just beginning and it has no evidence or history to say it's going to be successful. So all it's going on is pure passion, pure raw ambition and passion. You compare that to the 10, which is an ace with a zero next to it, and the 10 has already been around the whole cycle of success. And the 10 person knows instinctively that he or she can be successful in their suit. The ace doesn't know that. They're just out there going for it. They're just out there going for it and giving it all they got. So there's always a possibility they could fail. So confidence in themselves is extremely important. So are the aces really selfish? Yes, they are. Is that selfishness exclusive? I mean, do they not love other people at all? No, that's not true at all. A lot of aces give a lot of themselves. But you should always know when you meet an ace that you are meeting somebody whose primary purpose in life is self-discovery and self-actualization through their suit. And it's not necessarily to prove they have the perfect relationship or something like this. They do have relationships. You know, it's funny, like a lot of aces will go back and forth between, like the Ace of Diamonds, especially between work and love. Ultimately, work wins out. And I would say that's probably true with most of the aces, that their work in life, because it's so important for them to find themselves, it's like a soul mission. Their work will eventually win out over love. They may have love, but the best love for an ace would be love that supports the work that they're doing and helps them to achieve these goals they've set for themselves. Okay, that concludes my little talk about aces. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I've actually given talks on almost every card in the last few months, the twos, the fives, the sixes, so forth and so on. So we've covered them all, almost all of them, not quite. I might do one more again next week, I've talked about all of them in one time or another. Okay, so what we're going to do now is take a short break. I'm going to play a song that I've composed and recorded. And when we come back, we'll be opening up the phone lines. The lines are full, I believe. And I'll be taking your calls and we'll be having some fun. So be back in just a few minutes after a song called Peace Filled Day. And that was a song I composed called Peace Filled Day, just a pleasant ditty, nothing too outrageous about it. Okay, we're going to start with our first caller, whose name is Brittany. She's a Six of Clubs, Eight of Hearts, born June 24th, 1986. She's 24 years old. Are you there, Brittany?
I am.
Welcome to the show, Brittany.
Thank you, Robert. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Have we spoken before?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, my ex has come back into my life randomly, and I don't have my book with me right now, so I don't know what the connections of us are. It's in storage right now. So I was just wondering if you could give me any insight as to what the connections are, what this relationship is offering as it's coming in Mercury retrograde. Like, there's so many different reasons why it's weird that she's coming. It's a girl, by the way, that she's coming into my life right now.
And what's her birthday?
It is October 11th.
October 11th. So she is a Jack of Clubs and a Seven of Spades.
My karma card, I think.
Yeah, it's your karma card. And also, you are Neptune to her Seven of Spades. So I think that's the significant ass part of it. The karma card is also significant, too. I would say that you affect her a lot more than she affects you.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of what this relationship does or doesn't do is really going to be up to you, you know?
Okay.
I don't know. I can't really tell if it's a good or a bad relationship. Jack of Clubs tend to be, and Seven of Spades tend to be a little controlling, you know. When they get into a relationship, they tend to want to dominate their partner. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I just didn't know what to say about that.
Yeah, it's okay. Have you guys lived together before?
No. We've never lived together.
Well, you won't know that until you actually spend time together like that, okay?
Yeah, I can get that feeling. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. But because you're Neptune to her, she has a fantasy about you that, you know, like, will never end, and she'll probably always love you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I do know that.
But sometimes when you're somebody's Neptune card, you feel like they don't really know the real you. They just see is the fantasy they have about you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it basically what I'm saying to you is that the direction of this relationship is totally going to be up to you.
There aren't any bad indicators, though. I mean,
No, I mean, she's actually one of your long-range cards this year, too, her Seven of Spades is.
I know, and we are both in the same, I'm my Four of Clubs right now. I'm a Four of Clubs, and so is she. That's our 52-day.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, the card you have now is a Four of Clubs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are her Pluto card as well, you know. So your Six of Clubs is her lifetime challenge card. So, you know, it has a fair measure of intensity to it. Again, these are things that affect her way more than you. So the question is, what do you want it to be? I would say that probably it's going to be up to you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I also, everyone I've been meeting is a Seven of Clubs, Seven of Spades. That's really weird to me.
Yeah, that is. And that's your long-range card this year, one of them.
So faith, basically, I guess. I need to focus.
Well, yeah, maybe. But, I mean, if you didn't know any Seven of Spades people, that card means that you need to be going out and doing what you really believe in. Mm-hmm. Taking a risk, you know. Taking a risk for what you really believe in terms of your life's work.
Well, that makes lots and lots of sense.
Yeah, people often start a new business with a Seven of Spades long range.
That's what I want to do.
And there's no guarantee it'll be successful, but they have to have that faith to go ahead with it because they know it's the right thing, see?
Mm.
And it generally works out really well.
Cool.
I don't see any contraindications here, so I think you're in good shape.
Yeah, my cards are pretty cool. Not so bad.
You might as well take advantage of them while they're good, right?
Yeah, yes, I should. I will.
All right, Brittany, I appreciate you being my guest tonight. You're welcome.
Have
a great evening.
You have a wonderful sabbatical. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, let's see here. Let's see. Next up, let me just check something on my auto. No. I'm trying to get my microphone settings just right. Next caller is Sana Lee. She's a Queen of Hearts, born November 21st, 1968. Are you there, Sana Lee?
Hi, Robert. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Doing well. Congratulations on the new shift coming up in your life.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I'm calling because I recently had a birthday, and was hoping for just a little reading. And I was curious if you mostly read on the Queen of Heart, or if you would also, if you typically will read on the ruling cards as well.
Well, I would use the Queen of Hearts and the King of Spades for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Five of Clubs perhaps too. It depends. You know, I have to know you a little bit. But you can certainly count on the cards and the birth cards, Fred. And you know, two of your five cards that are the most significant of the year are cards of transformation. Mm-hmm. So are you ready for a change? Have you been wanting a change in your life?
I'm afraid that the change could mean shifting out of a long-term relationship that I've been in.
Uh-huh. And that's kind of scary.
I mean, it's something I've been thinking about. But.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well.
Actually, I just started a new line of work recently and am really happy and in a great environment and moved to a new city a year ago. So the question, am I ready for a transformation? Well, it feels like I've already, you know, started some new things. But, yeah, I mean, I'm a Scorpio. We're always ready for transformation.
Yeah, and they come here and there. I get the feeling that, you know, your Pluto card is the Eight of Hearts this year. So I get a feeling you're going to want to sort of reach out and have more people in your life and be more social. And that could
I've end, had a that, lot of people coming out of the woodwork wanting to support a creative project, a fashion accessory that I've designed. And it's just been on the shelf for years now because I haven't wanted to move forward with it on my own. And just recently, a lot of people are just of their own accord coming to me, seeing it, and saying, wow, how can I support you in this? How can I help you in this? This is amazing. You need to move forward with it.
So
it's possible the transformation could be coming around, you know.
Yeah, the writing's on the wall, but I think it's in other areas too. I really do think it's going to affect your love life as well. Or your lack of love life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because in your Five of Clubs spread, you need to take a look, you know, at all these spreads, and there you have a Two of Hearts Pluto. It's like I see you having the desire to have more of a perfect or more ideal intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
I mean, I'm with a wonderful Five of Clubs, man, and we've been together 4 years, I am still asking myself, am I just a grass is greener kind of person, or is it okay to want more? You know, I mean, we have a wonderful relationship, but there are things there that still feel like they're not getting met.
Yeah. Well, I think that there is going to be a shift there. And it could very well mean that you actually do something in that area of your life too. Something happens in the relationship area. It's not like 100%, okay, in your case.
You mean like it's not necessarily that it would be a breakup, but it could be something that grows the relationship deeper.
Well, you know, Five of Clubs usually like to have secret affairs, okay? You like them, and so does he. Goes against your Scorpio part, though.
Yeah.
Scorpios are so possessive.
Yeah. I like the word loyal.
But you know, no, it's not loyal. Loyal's Leo. Scorpio is strictly possessive. So, but the thing is, see, that's your Pluto card in your life. That's your challenge, you know. Mm-hmm. That's like something you have to sort of integrate into your life, being more like a Five of Clubs, okay? Think
you
about
see
that.
Five of Clubs, okay, that's really helpful information. So you see Five of Clubs energy as being something that is there for me to integrate. Because
yes.
I always look at him, though he pushes a lot of my buttons, I look at him as a teacher for me.
Well, I mean, look at the parts that are Five of Clubs, you know. I mean, he has a ruling card too, so some of that behavior is probably not as Five of Clubs. It's probably related to other cards of his. But look at the Five of Clubs part, the restlessness, the unwillingness to commit, that's typically Five of Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And see if you see any of that in you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah.
Okay. There it is. So it's interesting that he attracted you too, because I mean, you guys are mirrors of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the grass is always greener.
Right. So then that leaves me the question, you know, and I don't expect you to answer it, but the dialogue is really helpful. You know, do I just acknowledge that I may perpetually have a grass is always greener thing in my life? And,
well, the cool thing would be is if you could share that, if you could share that with him and have that be an open conversation, that would be really cool. You know, like if you guys could be really upfront about, like if you have feelings for somebody else or attractions or something, just come up in a day-to-day basis, be able to share it. See? Or desires or fantasies or dreams or whatever. I mean, if you really want it, you know, if we're really honest with our partner, the love between the two people will have the relationship go where it really needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
It will have it go. But if you withhold, if you're not willing to open up and take the risk of being honest, you'll never know whether it could have went somewhere or not. See?
We're pretty open with each other. In fact, if anything, I've been more on the fence than committed in the few years we've been together, and that's been hard for him. You know, because he'd like somebody to, you know, finally say, yeah, I'm on board. I'm not questioning things anymore.
Well, that's so interesting that he's a Five of Clubs and really wanting commitment.
That is
a cosmic joke. He doesn't really know. See, he attracted you because he hasn't accepted that part of himself.
Hmm.
I would say. Yeah. I would say that he hasn't embraced his Five of Clubness. And so he's attracted to Five of Clubs, who keeps playing hard to get. and he thinks it's all you and not him, but it's actually him. But that's for another conversation. But thank you for calling in. And I think it's going to be an interesting year for you, and I'd love to hear back from you later if I'm still on the
Thanks
air.
Thanks for taking my call, Robert.
All right. Have a great night, Sana Lee.
Yeah, you too. Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Okay, one more call before we take a break. We have Andy from New Jersey, June the 15th, 1972, a Two of Diamonds, Jack of Spades. Are you there, Andy?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to my show, Andy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And do you know anything about your cards or anything?
I don't. This is, you know, I just read about this, so it's very interesting to me.
So you don't even know what card you are yet. Is that true?
No.
Okay, good. So I'll give you an opportunity to ask a question if you have one, and then I will refer to your card as I answer
it. My question is similar to the first caller. I've reconnected with somebody. We've went out and had a wonderful time and enjoyed each other's company, and I just wanted to know what's going on with that.
Do you know his birthday?
7/26/52.
July 26?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see here. July 26, okay, so he's same birthday as Mick Jagger. He's a Leo, two of clubs, and you happen to be a two of diamonds, jack of spades. Those are your cards.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I mean, he's very relationship-centered. You are, uh-huh. But you also have a freedom thing. Do you understand?
Yes.
Your birthday has... Because you're a two of diamonds, which is very relationship-oriented, but your other card is the jack of spades. And the jack of spades, all the jacks tend to not want to give up their freedom. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So yeah. between the two of you, you're the problem.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Huh.
I mean,
okay.
But you do have good connections. There's no doubt about it. I don't see any problem card-wise. I think you guys are well connected. It's just a matter of like, well, what will you do with this, you know, relationship,
right.
If anything?
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know what your, do you have any sort of ideals about what you'd like to have in your life relationship-wise? Have you
I
thought about it?
I think eventually I do, yes.
I'm sorry. That is so funny. Eventually you're going to have some ideas. Is that what you just said to me?
No. Eventually, I mean, I do have ideas for what I want in the future.
But not now?
As far as marriage and everything.
But not now, huh? That's so funny.
Yeah, not right now.
Well, I would say that you probably won't have them in the future either. You know? Because people who, people who generally, are going to have a relationship, there's no doubt about it. You know, they're going to have it. You know, there's just,
uh-huh.
It's more of a sure thing in their mind. You know, they speak of it that way. So just your speaking about it lends me to believe that you have a lot going against it. You know, so what would you like to have now? Just a love affair with this guy? No strings attached? What?
No, I would like a relationship with him.
Really?
Yeah, I would like a relationship, and just see where it goes, I guess.
Well, what's happened so far? I mean, you guys were lovers before, did you say, or what?
Yes, we were.
Oh. Okay,
and
he's shown
kind of
back
went our
up.
Separate ways, and we reconnected, and everything is just wonderful now.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't see any problem. I mean, I'm looking at your cards, and everything looks good for the rest of this year, so why not enjoy it?
Uh-huh. How about for next year? Anything, is it going to be good too?
Well, I'm not going to talk about next year, because next year starts next April, okay, for
okay.
you. I mean, sorry, next
year. Oh,
okay,
June. That's good.
Next June. But I will say one thing to you that's very important about this year. There are certain significant cycles that every birthday goes through at different times in their life. And one we call the pinnacle year is real important. And you're in the pinnacle year this year. And it's a year when you're going to make a huge change in your life, a huge transition from the way you've been for a long time into something entirely new. So if I were you, I'd be looking for that. I'd be welcoming that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Look for the opportunity.
Yes.
Look for the opportunity to move, to change jobs, careers, anything that feels like an appropriate change for you. Be really open and ready to go for it. Because this is the year for...
Maybe to really fall in love and get married.
That would be fantastic. That would be an incredible achievement for you. It really would.
Uh-huh.
You know. Just you have another 6 months to go here on this. So you have time to sort of make it all happen. But just be open. This is like the end of the line for you and the beginning of a whole new thing. And it could take you up. This year could take you up to a new high place that you've never been before. So it's not like the end. It's like reaching, it's like finally reaching the goal, really.
Right, right.
Okay, that's the way I would look at it.
Yeah, and I think that's how I felt, too, because I was kind of lost before, and now I kind of feel like I'm finding my way with him.
Well, that's wonderful. I would think that he's pretty, very intelligent and a real solid person, real relationship-oriented like you. There's passion there. There's good fortune financially if you guys get together. So he has a lot going for it. Okay?
Oh, wonderful. Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's great talking to you, and have a great rest of your year.
Oh, thank you, and you also. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care, Andy. Good talking to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, it's time for a break. Take a quick break for a song here. Let's see what we're going to play. Oh, I guess we'll take Sri Ram from my CD Bhakti Rock. Be right back after Sri Ram.
Thank you.
And that was Sri Ram from my CD, Bhakti Rock. One of my favorite songs, one of my favorite chants, actually. We have a kirtan here, a little chanting thing in my house once a month, and I actually sang that song just the other night. It was wonderful. Next caller is Shirley from Michigan. Her birthday is September 17th, 1939. Seven of clubs, five of diamonds. Are you there, Shirley? Hello, is Shirley there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Is this Shirley?
Oh, yes.
Hi, Shirley.
Yes.
Welcome
How
to the
you?
Show. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm glad I finally got you.
Yeah, I am too. So what's on your mind? Something about career, I take it.
Yeah, I'm, you know, at this point in my life, I keep thinking maybe it's too late in my life to start doing something different, but I think I'd like to change agents, see if I can get some work. It's starting right at the first of the year, and I was wondering how it looks for me with the cards.
So what kind of work are you thinking of getting?
Acting.
Oh, acting. Okay, so you've acted,
right.
you've been an actress before?
Right. Yes.
Is that right? Okay. All right, good. That helps me to get a perspective on things. Well, to be honest, you have a really good card this year. The Eight of Hearts environment is like a card that sort of makes you popular everywhere you go. Okay? So
great.
This is actually a really good time to reach out like this and look for something mm-hmm. more or something new. Absolutely.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people make comebacks like this. I mean, I hear about it all the time. And so, hey, why not?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And I just feel like this is the time. And so I'm going to try it and see what happens.
I think with the Eight of Hearts environment, you'll find that people really like you and you don't have to try very hard. You know?
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that's the perfect card to have. For doing what you're thinking of doing. So good luck with that, and thanks for being my guest.
Thank you very much.
Good night, Shirley. Bye-bye. Next up is Kim from Missouri. She's an Ace of Clubs, 10 of Spades. She's October 21st, 1969. Are you there, Kim?
I am. Hello.
How are things in Missouri?
Pretty cold and miserable.
Yeah, very pretty cold everywhere, actually. So what can I do for you this evening?
Yeah, I love your books. I read them all the time. I study the cards. I just met my King of Hearts, the perfect, you know, man for me.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And we just broke up because I couldn't get along with him. He was offended all the time by things I said, and he was stubborn and hard to get along with.
What birthday was he, if you don't mind me asking?
He was 10/22, the day after mine.
Oh, my goodness. That is so interesting. Uh-huh.
Yeah. We had a great connection, but he was just too much of a king and too hard to get along with.
Well, you know, King of Hearts is going to be dominating in relationships. That's their nature, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it may not suit you, you know, mm-hmm. being with them. And everybody can get set in their ways at times as well, right?
Yeah.
People get set in their ways. So, you know, maybe it wasn't the best match. I mean, King of Hearts card-wise is a great match for you. Okay, it is.
That's what I thought.
You're moon to them, and that's the best connection. But really, you have to find a King of Hearts that's going where you want to go.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the thing. You got to find one that's going the direction that you want to go in your life, and that then it'll be okay. Then it'll work out. See.
Right.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So don't give up on King of Hearts. Just keep looking around, because see, you would be a treasure to a King of Hearts man, the right man. But there's no sense fighting with him if he's not really doing and going where you want to go. Just move on,
right?
You know.
Okay, and I have.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. So let's have a look here, real quick. I think you're going to be successful by the end of this year. I really do. You have a King of Hearts result. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, now you do.
Okay.
That's very positive.
Yeah.
For you, okay. For you meeting a King of Hearts, one that you really like. Okay.
Well, he and I may end up back together, so you never know.
It may be, but you might need to let him know what you're, you know, what works for you and what doesn't.
Okay. All right.
You know, the potential is definitely there for like a soulmate thing, but you have to work out those little details. Okay.
Right. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Kim. Have a great evening and good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye bye. Last call tonight. Let's see. Nancy, March 23rd, 1958, King of Clubs, Four Diamonds. Are you there, Nancy? I think I'm going so fast that Seth can't keep up. Nancy's 52. She's in her critical year this year. It'd be really nice to talk to her. Hello, is Nancy there? Hello.
Hi.
Is this Nancy?
Yes.
Hi, Nancy. We don't have a lot of time, but I do have your birthday. What's on your mind, very quickly?
Oh, I've just been in limbo. I had a lot of challenges trying to get a new company off the ground. And tomorrow I'm meeting with some people who might want to partner with me. And I just wanted to know kind of just what's been happening. And they're in 8 of Clubs. Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay. Oh, hi. How are you, Robert?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. We talked a long time ago. It's been a long time.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, I don't know what's been happening. I mean, universal challenge, you know, kitchen sink sort of things. But I've been hanging in there trying to develop my new green company. And
well, don't give up. And the 8 of Clubs person is ultimately going to be a good person for you. Okay? Don't give up. And they will ultimately be good for you. There may be some more challenges to get to that point,
mm-hmm.
but like I said, don't give up. Keep with your dream. It's very important that you keep your dream going. Okay,
yeah,
it's a good dream.
It feels like almost like Saturn return, even though it's not. When will the challenges? I mean, it's just been, you know, something.
Well, first of all, you need to look at the good parts as well as the bad, you know. Mm-hmm. Look at all the good things that have happened, and start to realize that you're actually experiencing a blessed year.
Really?
Yes, you are.
I'm a determined person. I mean, I've got my website up, and I'm just kind of like through it all, the battling, right? I'm just going forward and praying that somehow it's been all for naught. You know what I mean?
You're in the right place. I think right now you just need to like have a positive attitude, work on your attitude right now, because it's all going to work out. But you don't have any proof of that yet, because you're taking a big chance. You know?
Yeah.
You're taking a big chance and a big risk, which a lot of people never do even in their life. So this is great what you're doing. But you're going to have to be willing to like really look at the good things that are happening right now. There's a lot of good happening.
One good question. I work with the I Ching, and I really try to keep clearing myself out.
I'm sorry, but I think we're out of time now. I think we've actually run out of time. I apologize.
Good luck to you, Robert, in the future. It sounds like you're going to be on a different path yourself. Yeah,
it's possible. I need to find it first, and then I'll know what's going from there. You know.
Yeah, leap of faith, huh?
Yeah, exactly. What else is there to do?
All right.
Well, great having you call and hang in there. Okay.
All right, Robert. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks, bye. Nancy. Okay, that concludes our presentation. We will be having a show the same time next Monday. Be here or be square. And thank you so much. If you have any ideas for topics, email me and let me know things you'd like to hear about. And remember that our sale is going right now, our Christmas sale. It ends, I believe, this Friday night. So if you're thinking of getting anything on that list, there's some great deals there. Feel free. Look forward to seeing you next week. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam